Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 KLF. Nobody plays more 80s. Miles in the morning. Let's talk movies here for a minute.
Yay.
Sequels. Is the sequel supposed to be better than the original?
Is it supposed to be?
Yeah.
I think logically, so.
You guys want to make a movie better than the first one.
You guys went to college for this stuff.
You know what? That question was never posed on any exam.
Well, boom, now it
You never want to make a worse movie.
I'm right. Going to the experts. Mm-hmm. You guys. Okay. Y'all are the experts.
All right.
Yes or no? Sequel should be better than the original.
I think they actually should. I think it should be
100%.
Better than the original.
You don't want to see a worse product.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Nobody wants to.
Exactly.
But then if the sequel's better than the original, when do you know when to stop?
That's a great question. We should ask Fast and Furious.
Right? Or Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
It's Star Wars.
Yep. God, Star Wars has 25 sequels?
Star Wars ain't stopping.
And I know.
And you know why? It's because they make
a ton of money. Maker.
When they stop making money, that's when you stop.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was done with Star Wars after Return of the Jedi.
That's like two in.
Three.
Yeah.
That's the first three, and then after the trilogy, you're like,
to me, once you've hit the number three, you're done.
What about a prequel? Right? There's so many caveats.
Star Wars. You could have stopped at three. I'm just saying you could have stopped
at
three.
Now there are nine movies and everybody's happy.
There's so many cartoons and TV shows.
All right.
It's never going to stop.
Movies where the sequel is better. What do you have on your list?
John Wick.
Okay.
John Wick 3, specifically.
Okay.
Way better than 2. I would say even with the first one, maybe even better with fight scenes and stuff like that.
Okay.
I would also say Mad Max Fury Road, better than the first Mad Max with Mel Gibson.
Okay. Was that a sequel or was that a redo?
It was a sequel.
It was a sequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically, it's classified as a sequel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. The Bourne Ultimatum.
Dude.
Oh, yes.
Better than The Bourne Identity.
Mm. Totally.
Okay.
100%.
Let's see here. Oh, here's one. Some of the trilogies or not trilogies, but series. All of the Lord of the Rings. Of course, that was a whole book series.
Right.
But how about Harry Potter? Mm-hmm. The 17 movies they have?
I've only seen every other one, so I'm not sure if one's better than the other.
What made you skip the ones in the middle?
That's a great question.
I saw the first and the last
great
one.
Great question. I don't know.
214-787-1987. Movies that the second was better than the original. Mm. Or one of the sequels.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There are multiple sequels.
I think the Batman series probably has a great chance of saying that some of the later movies were so much better than the originals.
Like Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Especially Dark Knight
was probably the best of all of the Christian Bale.
That's considered
Batmans.
One of the greatest superhero movies of all time.
Correct.
214-787-1987. For me, I'll go back to Star Wars for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Empire Strikes Back, far better than Star Wars.
Yeah.
100%.
Let's see here. As far as like other... Christmas Vacation, better than Vacation?
Ooh. Oh, God, that one's so hard.
It's actually a sequel to the original.
I guess technically, yeah, you're right. It is a sequel.
I think I'd take the original Vacation because Christmas, I mean, it's a great movie and it's nostalgic.
Right.
And
I think I'm
going to
go with Vacation on that too.
I think Christmas Vacation is better.
It's a great
movie. I just love them both so much. That's such a, like, they're equal.
It's such a great movie, though.
What about European Vacation? Definitely not better than either of those two.
Forgot it even existed.
Exactly.
That one was worthless.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
No,
we don't think about that one.
I love how this. I'm looking at a list from Time Magazine. Talks about sequels better than the original. It agrees with me that The Empire Strikes Back is better than Star Wars. Best. It says The Empire Strikes Back has the best twist in cinematic history.
Yes.
Because the whole Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, that's what made it so good.
Spoiler alert, he's his father.
I think we know.
I didn't.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
Oops.
Oh.
Like Liam
what?
Knows.
Okay. Is
my
his
son
father?
Who's six knows.
Shut up.
All right, thoughts? We'd love to hear them. It's Miles in the Morning. This is 98.7 K-Love. Good morning. All right, so just got a text from my wife at my daughter Amelia's request. I have to talk about Twilight.
Oh.
We were talking about sequels, movie sequels, where the sequels are better than the original. Okay, so I don't know which, because there's about 17 of those Twilight
movies.
There's
a lot of Twilight.
I know, I was going to say, which one did she like the best?
That's a good question. Let me see if I can get a response here. She's not answering me. So
I can tell you the third one was terrible.
Okay.
Terrible.
Which one was that? Breaking Dawn?
I think it was the last one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 214-787-1987. It's Miles in the Morning on 98.7 K-Love. Good morning.
Yeah, Terminator.
Terminator.
Ooh, good one.
For sure, Terminator. And also Alien.
I was about to say, what about Alien? That was next what I was going to ask about. Okay, very
good.
Yeah, what about Alien versus Predator? What is that? The
also awesome.
Yeah,
okay. Good movie.
All right.
Does that count as a sequel?
I don't know.
For both?
Yeah, it does.
It's a natural progression.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It is. You're right.
Is that one of those weird ones where it kind of like combines the two?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. So anyway, those are the only two I had.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. K-Love. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Well, good, man. How are you?
Good.
Is this
good.
Our friend David?
Hey, of course.
Yeah. What's going on?
Hey, I was just going to comment on your dialogue about sequels there.
Correct.
I'm probably dating us by saying this, but you remember the Lethal Weapon series?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. Lethal Weapon.
Mel Gibson.
I don't remember which one was which, really. But
that's the problem with that series.
But any of them you watch, you never really got bored thinking, hey, this is really stupid compared to the first one or anything like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They all just kind of tick right along and doing their thing. You know? But then there's other sequel movies, especially some comedy ones, and the second or third one is like really, really dumb and you don't even want to watch it. Mm-hmm. But the first one was really good.
Yeah. What about, you ready to Cannonball Run series? Speaking of dating yourself. Yeah. Cannonball Run 2?
Yeah.
All right. Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah.
That's right.
What do you guys think about some of the scarier movies? Hannibal Lecter series.
So I didn't realize that. Silence of the Lambs was a sequel.
Well, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Was that the first one or
I think Mindhunter was actually the first one.
It was a small movie that came out in 86.
So right. The Silence of the Lambs is the sequel or
but
whatever.
Then you have Red Dragon after that and a couple other ones. And Hannibal came after Silence of the Lambs.
Which I don't think either one of those two
Hannibal is actually.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because there's just one line in there.
Which one?
Bowels in or bowels out?
Oh, yeah, that is good. That's a good line. It's a great line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great line.
Just that line right there. I'm just like, wow. Clarice or what's his name as the detective?
Julianne Moore.
Yeah, Julianne Moore or
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster is in the Silence of the Lambs.
Or in Hannibal, it's...
I thought it was
Edward Norton's in Red Dragon.
That's one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Edward Norton or the guy from Field of Dreams.
Costner?
No.
Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta.
Oh, I do love Ray Liotta a lot.
When he cuts his head off.
Yeah.
He's eating his brain while he's frying it up in the pan.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's such a good scene.
It really is. Yeah. See,
this is a tough call. Some of these are hard.
All right, where the sequel is better than the original. 214-787-1987. Good morning. Okay, I'm going to throw one at you. That is going to be a very difficult one when it comes to movie sequels, and especially if it's in a series of movies. Okay. It's hard to explain, but follow me here. Mm-hmm. It's Miles in the Morning on K-Love. Rocky. Now, follow me here. Rocky 2, Rocky 3, better than the original Rocky. However, the storyline from the original Rocky is far better than 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Sylvester Stallone was learning how to write movies, basically, right, with the original Rocky.
Yeah.
Okay? That was his first script ever.
It was.
Okay?
You are correct.
He basically sold it for like $50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the, I don't know, it's like, I love the storyline, but it's like, that was, he was like learning his way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas the next ones, it was like he figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the next two movies were actually better movies, but I still like the original storyline.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Of Disagree. The original Rocky.
First Rocky, hands down the best one.
It was a better storyline.
And it's a better movie.
What makes it a better movie than the other two? I felt like it was slow at times.
Yeah, because they're building an arc of this redemption story. It's not a boxing movie. It's a redemption movie.
Yeah.
And everything after that was a boxing movie.
Okay. It's a good point. I'm not going to agree with you, but it's a good point.
I don't agree with you either.
Which one had the Russian in it?
That was
Rocky
Drago,
4 with Ivan Drago.
4? Was it 4?
Yeah. Rocky 4.
I think that one's my favorite one.
What was 2? 2 was a rematch.
2 was a rematch against Apollo Creed.
Nick Clubber Lang. Lang was 3. Yeah.
Mason the Lion Dixon was 5.
Yeah, because Mr. T was in number 3.
He was. He was Clubber Lang.
Oh my gosh, I had forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. All right, movies where the sequel is better. Go ahead.
I've got a couple. I think I'm dating myself, too, with the Lethal Weapons, but what about the Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh, ooh. Number 3 is the best.
Number 3 is terrible. Number 2 is the best.
That's awesome. All right, what else is on your list?
Animated series, the Toy Stories.
Yes, okay.
Number 3.
Was the last one? Is that the last one?
No.
No, number 4
is the last
four.
One.
Yeah, they did 4.
Okay, if you like number 3, don't see number 4.
I know, I'm terrified to see it. I cried so bad in 3, I can't go see 4.
You're not allowed to see number 4 then.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it'll get you in all the fields.
Yes, and you may never return.
I'm worried. I don't want my toys ruined.
Yes, okay. What else you got?
Cars. Like, the first one was awesome. No. I didn't like the second one, but the third one was really good.
The third one, also a redemption story.
There you go.
Right? You love that redemption story.
I love an arc.
Yeah. Very good. I'm going to throw a sequel at you that's better than the original.
Okay.
Paddington 2 is better than the original Paddington.
Is it?
Yes. Have you seen either one?
I've seen the original.
Okay. You got to see the second one.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll watch it.
Interestingly enough, I think the storyline from the original is actually better, but the second one is better.
I always feel like writers get into a groove in the second one. They know the characters, so I think it comes easier and more natural to do the second one.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right about that. I think that once they get into
and
they don't realize necessarily in the first one that this is going to be a sequel or a series.
Yeah.
Totally.
So they kind of gear it up, right? Okay. All right, what's on your list? 214-787-1987. Good morning.
Miles in the Morning on Instagram at KLUV Miles or at KLUV Rebecca.
Can you believe we're talking about something that people can debate over and over and over again, and it's not political?
We can make it
political. That's a strange thing for 2020.
Movie sequels where the sequel is better than the original.
Okay.
Or is the original better?
Mm-hmm.
214-787-1987. Good morning.
I would have to say Back to the Future. Part 2, hands down.
Part 2 is my favorite out of the series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like Part 3?
No, it's not my favorite of the series. Okay. I like all of them.
Okay.
I think they're all fantastic, but I agree with you. I think 2 is better than 1 because I thoroughly enjoyed them actually going into the future and seeing all the cool future
things. And when you were watching this the first time when it first came out, you're literally excited about what the future holds.
Yes.
And then we got to the year. What was the year that they went to?
2015 or 16 or something like that,
and
because Trump was president in the movie.
How weird is that?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
How weird is that?
And like the Cubs had just won the World Series,
and
then they just won.
Yes.
How weird is that?
I know. And looking back now, it's crazy.
Predicting the future.
All right. What else is on your list? Anything else?
Probably the John Wick movies.
The John Wick? Okay. So which
one's
your favorite?
The last one.
The
third one.
Do you think the fourth one is going to be even better than the third one?
It has to be,
right?
They worked really hard on it. No, I will tell you that. Because didn't Halle Berry like break ribs and stuff like that?
Yes, she did.
She got hurt.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see. It's got to be good. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for making my morning.
What do you guys think about The Karate Kid?
Ooh.
Number 2.
I have to go with number 1 on that.
Why?
Because Johnny, he was so cute. He was my crush.
I think number 2 was awesome to go back to Mr. Miyagi's roots.
It was cool.
Do you guys know that he was not originally cast for the role of Mr.
No,
Miyagi?
No, who was?
I can't remember who it was, but I just saw a story about this.
I can't imagine
the other day.
Anybody other than him.
It was somebody unknown, probably well known in Japan, but not really here.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
And I believe...
But yeah, they didn't want Pat Morita because he was Arnold in Happy Days. And I think they could convince an audience that he was some martial arts master.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Isn't
that
crazy?
Yeah, that is nuts. I cannot think of anybody else that works in that role.
I also love the love story in the second one.
The love story in the second one is amazing. Agreed.
And it was different, too, because it was a fight to the death.
Right.
Right? Not just a competition.
No. The stakes are higher.
Yes. And went to,
Wasn't there a third Karate Kid, too?
Yeah.
I don't think that one's not even on the map compared to the one and two.
214-787-1987. Movies where the sequel is better than the original. There's a lot of different movie series out there, too, that you do kind of look at and you're going, man, I don't know. Once they did the second, third one. And I go back to the OG when we started talking about this, where The Empire Strikes Back is far better than Star Wars.
Right.
I don't know anybody that can disagree with that, Billy Kid.
Watch it.
Billy has some words
with
you for sure.
You can have a fight on your hands.
He'll probably have some opinions about, or thoughts about your opinions on these new movies, too.
He can tell you everything and anything about Star Wars.
Well, first of all, they could have stopped at the Return of the Jedi and been done with it.
Just three. I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Whoa, hold on now.
I really will.
The world is a better place that we have 15 Star Wars.
No, the problem is with all the Star Wars, is that like you can't even keep up now.
I'm sorry. You have to think a little and open your mind to the possibilities that a whole world exists of people.
No. And then the ones with Natalie Portman and like Ewan McGregor, those should not even exist. Those are terrible.
Like I forgot they even
because they're terrible.
Were made.
Those are the worst ones. Hayden Christensen is the worst Darth Vader on Earth. He's being burned in a fire and he's like his best acting is. No.
What's
terrible.
His name? That does a great job in the newer ones. The guy that was in the Married movie.
Kylo Ren.
What is his name?
That guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, I like him.
Adam Driver, thank you.
He's pretty good.
Like the newer ones. It's the ones in between that I couldn't care for.
The crazy thing is, the newer ones, they could have created a whole new series on that, and I would never even care that it was related to the original Star Wars.
It really is. They're all new characters.
I mean, we just made a lot of people upset with that.
Luke Skywalker makes a comeback a little bit.
I do
but
love
he's,
the fact that he came back, right?
It.
Yeah. All right. 214-787-1987. Sequels better than the original. Go. Are you ready? Jurassic Park. Which one? Which one is your favorite?
First one.
Hands down.
Back in the 90s.
Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Goldblum.
Yep.
Jeff Goldblum, that's right.
Yeah.
The only character that seemed to survive from the first round of dinosaurs.
He's coming back.
I know.
Newman.
Yeah. I know.
All right, very good.
Newman gone.
I actually like the ones with Chris Pratt and the last one.
Those are good too, for sure.
But the first one's just revolutionary.
Yeah.
It's Miles in the Morning, 98.7 K-Love. There are movie series out there where the sequels are better than the original. Which one's on your list as far as better than the original?
I have to go Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yes!
It's just so well cast, and they're yelling about the chimichangas and the voicemail. It's great.
So, you know what's really funny about Meet the Fockers is you know who makes that movie? It's Dustin Hoffman and Barbara Streisand. Thank you. Yeah, Dustin Hoffman's character is so freaking good in that.
He's just hilarious. They couldn't have cast better actors.
Absolutely.
No, and like he's on screen with Robert De Niro, and they're playing those two characters that they are just completely out of place for them.
God, I love that. Good stuff.
I love when he hugs them. It's just so awkward. Everything about it is amazing.
That's amazing.
Or just them giving them sex tips.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Like, it's so uncomfortable and great.
So, and the boob that Robert De Niro
breastfeeding the baby.
What do they call that thing?
It's the mamma something.
I don't know.
Somebody will call with that. I know they will. Yeah. Very good. Thanks for the call this morning.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Mannery gland.
The mannery gland. That's
gland.
It. We know it was somewhere in there.
Okay. The funniest thing about like the whole dad thing is, okay, so which dad do you think I am? More Robert De Niro or more Dustin Hoffman?
I feel...
I think you're Dustin Hoffman.
I think you're De Niro. Really? I think you're De Niro.
See, that's it's funny you say that because...
I think your wife is Robert De Niro.
Well, that is...
I think you're...
If that's my problem. I'm comparing you and Zulie together, and I feel like she would be the one...
They can both be Robert De Niro.
I don't think so. I feel like she would be the one that would be hardcore trying to figure out the history and the past and, like, investigative research into...
You're both
calling
scary.
Up friends.
Yeah.
Hey, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to check up on Amelia's boyfriend.
Yeah, I totally feel like Zulie would do that.
No, that's going to be... That will absolutely
be... She might
get
you on board with it.
No, I'm already there. I've already started.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh. My daughter mentions the name.
Who?
Yeah, I'm going to need to know some
more
information.
What do they do?
Yeah.
What sports do they play?
Where are they from?
What's their GPA?
I need to know. Brothers, sisters, do they have any siblings? I got the whole story. Yeah. Like, what are their best subjects in school?
Yeah.
Best morning ever.
Good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Miles in the morning on 98.7 Kayla. Call us at 214-787-1987.
We actually did get a couple of calls. This one was very interesting. I thought Grease and Grease 2, that the sequel to Grease should never have been made. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's really weird. Grease 2 feels like the only thing that's the same from Grease, the original, is the high school, the T-Birds, and the Pink Ladies.
Yeah, it's almost an entirely new cast.
Yeah, that is pretty much it.
Here's one for you that I remember when I was a kid. A lot of people felt like The Breakfast Club was sort of a sequel to 16 Candles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was the same group of actors. Yeah. It was the rat pack.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Same high school situation. Yeah. You know, they were just a little bit older, right? But
not a sequel.
It's not a sequel.
I don't know. No connection at all besides the prime actors.
Yeah. Besides the fact that you got Molly Ringwald and
Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall are the only two that were from 16 Candles.
Right.
So,
yeah. You got a good cast. You stick with them.
That's right. All right. So, movies where the second is better than the original. And here's a series of three, a trilogy, where the third one, in my opinion, don't hate me, is horrible. The Godfather.
Yes.
Number two, better than the original.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Number three sucks.
I don't even remember what number three was about. So that's
Andy Garcia came in, you know.
And, yeah, he played his son.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I felt like, and I think a lot of people feel like that because of the length of time between the second and the third. That it just kind of, it's all like somewhere you got lost.
Yeah.
Right.
Between number two and number three.
And a lot of people are upset with Sofia Coppola in the movie.
Right.
Like she didn't think she fit or she was too dramatic and overacted.
Oddly enough, they're re-editing number three.
They are.
To make it better, hopefully.
To quote unquote fix a lot of the problems.
So maybe it's like a redemption story. Three will end up being better than two after it's been re-edited.
I really hope so.
I doubt it,
but I'm just saying
that's nice wishful thinking for them. Not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
I need to get with my daughter on this. My daughter who's 8.
And seen them all?
Seen all three.
No, she's the Godfather expert, really.
Yeah, if anybody knows, it's her.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Your 8-year-old
daughter.
Which
one's her favorite? Is she a fan of two like you are?
Probably so.
Does she like the shooting or the stabbings more?
You're related, so you probably had...
So we have our daddy-daughter time.
Right? I know. What a sweet daddy-daughter date.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.